Semester Self-Check Unit 3. The World's Most Difficult Languages. Let's listen to what the world's most difficult languages are and why they're so hard to learn for us as students. When it comes to learning difficulty, not all languages are created equal. Some languages are simply much harder to learn than others. However, it should also be said that not all students are created equal, meaning a language that is difficult for an English speaker might be less difficult for someone who speaks Polish or Japanese. Regardless, here is a list of the four most difficult languages in the world to learn, viewed from the perspective of those who speak English as a native language. Japanese.
One would think that Hungarian, Finnish, or Mandarin might start this list off. But we begin with Japanese, as it is dubbed the most difficult language by the Foreign Service Institute, a government organization that trains employees of the U.S. foreign affairs community. Learning the two primary Japanese alphabets isn't really a problem, as they are finite. There's hiragana, used for Japanese words, and katakana, used for foreign words. And Japanese grammar seems very simple at first sight. There are only two tenses. There are no articles. Adjectives don't have to agree in time, number, or gender. Nouns don't take gender. Seems simple enough, right? But wait, here are the problems for language students. Social distance plays an important role in language. Verbs take different forms at different levels of formality. And speaking Japanese isn't easy either, as native speech is really fast.
Mandarin.
Also known as Standard Chinese, Mandarin is the official language of China, making it the most widely used language in the world due to China's vast population. Just imagine, there are 1.197 billion Mandarin speakers all over the world. The writing system alone could make any linguist's head spin. Characters look like complex drawings and they seem to be never-ending. A simplified script, known as Simplified Chinese, makes writing easier, though it's just another system that learners will have to cope with. It's not just difficult for Westerners. Those who grew up speaking Cantonese can also have some trouble with Simplified Chinese, as it's less used in Hong Kong, Macau, Taiwan, and amongst communities abroad. Speaking is difficult as well. There are four main tones for characters, five if you count the neutral tone. Saying a word like ma with the wrong tone is literally the difference between your mom and a horse.
Hungarian.
Hungarian is extremely difficult for English learners. Mainly, it's because it's completely different from all its European neighbors. While most European languages belong to the Indo-European language family, Hungarian is a Uralic language. This means that apart from modern loan words, it has no similarity to any languages outside this family. Words are formed completely differently, with phrases like "with my female friend" often combined to form a single word. Just imagine, there are 18 case suffixes in Hungarian. In comparison, English has a lot less, and they still manage to baffle with their complexities. So, one can see that Hungarian is not an easy pick for the new language learner.
Finnish.
It's often said that Finnish has linguistic ties to Hungarian, making it a difficult language to learn as well. Though to say they are very similar is a stretch. They both belong to the Finno-Ugrian group of languages. Estonian is also in this club, a result of the influence of foreign invaders of the past. Unlike Hungarian, Finnish only has 15 tenses. Like Hungarian, words can grow in length depending on what one wants to say. It's also difficult to learn Finnish, as the vocabulary is in no way related to the other languages of European origin. It's almost magical, one could say. So much so that author J.R.R. Tolkien developed his language of the elves for The Lord of the Rings with some help from this tricky Finnish language.